Hey yo, what up? My name is CJ and this is CJ's Take. Welcome to my podcast. Hello everybody, how you guys doing today? CJ's Take is right here again to tell you all he's got a podcast like he does every other day. Hope everyone is having a fabulous weekend. I have had a great weekend so far, but I'm about to kickstart my day. Okay, it's Sunday, yes, but I kickstart my day on Sundays. So, I feel great. I'm in a great space. I'm loving today. It's a good weather outside. I can't wait to just jump out and see what, you know, this beautiful day has got for me. But then, like I always do, I start on my day today thankful and grateful to God that I'm alive, first of all. I can breathe. That feeling just makes me, you know, want to go out and work my best because I've been giving another 24 hours to do something great about my life. So I'm thankful to God and I hope you are too for today. Before we jump into what we're going to talk about today, big shout out to everyone who turned up yesterday for the Facebook Live session. It was our very, very first panel discussion and I'll be very honest, I was nervous as hell because I was worried about the application, you know, getting on Zoom and trying to live, you know, live streaming on Facebook, how that was going to turn out. But at the end of the day, everything went so beautiful. Big shout out to my guests, you know, Simply Gills, who turned out to Patience Yor, and also to Kenna Kea, who are all YouTubers. Again, I implore you to try and go check out their YouTube pages. Show some love, subscribe, because they are amazing. They are doing something they're passionate about, and it's just lovely that they're, you know, kind of sharing their life with the world, which I think is something that most of us are insecure about. So big shout out to these ladies and to everyone who was out there showing some love. Comment section was crazy as usual. The discussion went to a level where the guys were crazy and the guys wanted an opportunity to come on the show to, you know, say their side of the story. I'll set that up, definitely. And we're going to enjoy these panel discussions, by the way. That was great. So thank you to everyone who showed up and I appreciate you. Okay, let's jump into what we're going to be talking about today. Now, the thing we're going to talk about today is probably something that most people are uncomfortable talking about. And it's one thing that it's inevitable. Okay, it's something that's definitely going to happen in our lives at some point. But then strangely, most people don't want to talk about it because it just makes you feel some type of way. All right, today, what we're going to be talking about is dying. Yep, you heard right. We're going to talk about death today. And the reason why we're going to do that is this. You fear death. That's a fact. Because all you know is life. The knowledge that I am going to die, and personally, this is me speaking about myself, brings the focus that I need to being alive. The urgency, the passion, the purpose to my life. If we were to live forever, for example, why would you even get out of bed in the morning? Because you always have tomorrow, right? And so, that is what I want you to think about today. A lot of people fear death. I don't want you to fear death, okay? I want you to fear a life that is unlived. I want you to fear living a life that is unfulfilled, being a waste of space and oxygen. That's what I want you to fear. Don't let the fear of death hold you back. Let the actual feeling of death push you forward and bring that urgency that you need to do what needs to be done in your life. Think about this, and I love to think about this a lot. Like, I'm very aware that death is approaching at some point in time. That's inevitable. The only thing that we can 100% guarantee in our life from the second we are born is that we are going to die one day, right? And I know some of you right now are listening to me and feeling, this is uncomfortable. Like, you know, it's driving you crazy listening to this because you are so afraid of death. But today I'm here to tell you, don't fear dying, because it's going to happen no matter what. I want you to fear a life on leave. Fear living an unfulfilled life, a waste of space, a waste of potential. I want you to fear that because that's the only thing that you're actually in control of. You're not in control of death. That's coming no matter what. But what you're in control of is how great your life actually is. Today, I want you to make the fear of death push you. Make it make you work harder. Make it make you love harder. Make it, you know, make you appreciate your life more. And this perfectly reminds me of the movie Troy. The movie Troy is one of my all-time favorite movies, by the way. Whenever I talk about death and things like this, it reminds me of what something that Brad Pitt says in that movie. He says a quote in that movie. He said, "The gods envy us. They envy us because we are mortal. Because at any moment, it may be our last. Everything is more beautiful because we are doomed. You will never be lovelier than you are right now. We will never have, we are never going to be here again." And so, I want you to think about life that way. You have to think about the fact that what makes our lives so amazing is the fact that eventually we are all going to die. And that should, the anticipation of death, that should be a motivating factor for you. If you want some motivation for working harder or loving harder or appreciating more or any of those things, if you want more gratitude and you want some motivation in your life, you know, just to be better, to work harder, or just to appreciate more, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to a hospice. Do you know what a hospice is? I didn't say a hospital. I want you to go to a hospice. Have you ever been to a hospice? When was the last time you were in one? Because if you don't get motivated to get off your butt and push harder and have more appreciation, if you can't do that, I want you to go into a hospice and watch people who are, you know, on their deathbeds and realize that these people are not living. They are just alive, right? That's going to give you the motivation of, holy crap, this is real. Make most of the time that you have living. Because most times, most people try to pretend like we all get a second life back. We don't get a second life back. I'm here to tell you that. When my father passed away many years ago, it was an eye-opening moment for me, because at that point I was like, holy crap, this is going to end. And I needed to get every single bit of potential out of myself in that time. I don't want you to wait for someone else to die, because that's the way it always works. That we have someone that we know die or becomes terminally ill, or something happens, you know, they get cancer or they get into a near-death experience, whatever it might be. And then we're like, holy crap, I should do something with my life, because they are not here anymore. I am. And then it sticks with you for like a week or two. But you know what I think? I think you should have that feeling every freaking day. Don't be scared of death. I want you to realize it is coming. There is nothing you can do about it. But you can actually use that realization to help you make the most out of this life and the most out of every single moment. Okay? So I'm going to conclude like this today. I don't want you to fear death. Don't fear death. Fear a life unlived. The gods envy us because we are mortal. Because at any given moment, it could be our very last. And because of that fact, because of the fact that we are doomed, everything is more beautiful. I want you to go out there and live life. Okay? All right, so if you like this episode, I want you to do me a favor today. Please share this with, you know, someone that you know. Share it with a friend. Just one person is enough for me. All right? And please try to go out and follow us on all social media platforms at CJ Steak. I want to thank you for listening today. I appreciate you, and I hope that you have an amazing day. My name is CJ, and that's my take. I'll see you next time. Peace.